Now for that story that prompted us to do today's follow-up interview. Earlier this week, when Juan Williams and I talked about the vice presidential debate, he paraphrased Senator Kerry from the first debate when John Kerry talked about the role of the international community during a time of war. Juan said that Kerry, quote, talked about getting global consent for America to take preemptive action. Many of you pointed out that the word consent was Juan's, not Kerry's. Mary Krentz writes, I strongly object to Mr. Williams repeating the Bush campaign spin and talking as if this was what Kerry said. Here is what Senator Kerry said during last week's debate.
No president through all of American history has ever ceded, and nor would I, the right to preempt in any way necessary to protect the United States of America. But if and when you do it, Jim, you've got to do it in a way that passes the test, that passes the global test, where your countrymen, your people, understand fully why you're doing what you're doing, and you can prove to the world that you did it for legitimate reasons.
The issue of soliciting international support for a preemptive strike has become a major point of contention between the campaigns. We called Robert Kagan, a senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, for a little clarification.
He means to be criticizing the president for having acted in defiance of much of world opinion. So he can't turn around and complain that Bush is now criticizing for trying to make that point. I think, however, that when Kerry does that, he does successfully appeal to a strong view in the United States that it would be nice if the rest of the world were not condemning us. At the same time, I mean, again, when Bush says, what do you mean by global test, he's trying to appeal to that equally strong sense among Americans that, you know, who is the rest of the world to tell us when we can defend our interests and how we do so.
And so, I mean, Senator Kerry doesn't mean take a test. The U.S. has to take a test and get score high before it can do something.
No, of course he doesn't, but he does mean that one of the reasons the Iraq war was a bad idea is that the world, or at least much of the world, objected to that action. He does seem to be saying that when the United States takes preemptive action, it should do so in a way that the rest of the world finds legitimate and convincing. I think Americans should be concerned as to whether the world finds American actions legitimate. But I don't think at the same time he can complain, or anyone can complain, that it's unfair for Bush to be coming back and saying we shouldn't have to get the world's approval.
So is the difference between the two men, Mr. Bush and Mr. Kerry, their positions here on international involvement vastly different? Or is there an argument to be made to say it's a matter of degree?
My personal view is it's a matter of degree, and that what is happening in this campaign is what frequently happens in political campaigns, is that the differences are being magnified by both sides. I think there is a very strong view in the United States that runs something like this. We should try to get the world's approval when we act. We should try, in fact, to get UN approval when we want to act. However, if we can't get that approval, for instance, as the Clinton administration couldn't in the war in Kosovo in 1999, we need to be prepared to act anyway. I think that's the consensus position in the United States, and I think that most American presidents, whether Republican or Democrat, will act roughly in that way. And so in a way, what we're seeing is a huge debate over what are really fairly minor differences.
Let me ask you to imagine something here, a future preemptive strike. What would John Kerry do in that situation that would be different from what George W. Bush would do?
Well, let's say that there is a preemptive strike that needs to be carried out against some nation for whatever reason. I would imagine John Kerry will probably go to the UN, try to work with our allies. And if he has their support, all well and good. The question is, if he doesn't get, say, Russia's support or China's support or even France's support in what he regards as a necessary preemptive action to make the United States safer, would he then back down and not take the action, or would he find a way to go forward anyway? My guess is, or my hope is, he would find a way to go forward anyway, in which case the difference between his actions and Bush's actions are not that dramatically different.
Robert Kagan is a senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.